The hordes of predatory darkness await at the edges of night. Their mission is to invade, enfilade, decimate, and destroy. What they leave in their wake will be nothing but detritus, wreckage, cast-off and worthless remnants, artifacts of a civilization once standing proud on Earth. The fall of power is their goal. Their unholy rage is at the concentration of light, the focus and intensity that makes all creatures bow to its concentration of energy. Their hatred is unquenchable, their thirst for blood unslakable. Their will to destruction will be unstoppable for all time. Gather, my friends, for the final battle, the battle of your soul. It may be a mundane occurrence, but it is the gathering of focus, the concentration of the fire, and the destruction of the iron hand of law that is the goal of Satan, the usurper. His motto is emblazoned on our foreheads as the mark of Cain, non serviam, I will not serve, I will not follow. This is the sign of Satan and the mark of black metal. DJ Goat on Radio KCUF, and this is Swordmaster with Upon Blood and Ashes. DJ Goat on Radio KCUF's Black Metal Show. That was Verathron on a new disc of theirs called Genesis of Apocryphal Desire. They've put their demos and some unreleased recordings as well as some older material. That's out on Cursed Productions, and that song was Deep Beneath an Ancient Dominion. Before that was Bathory, one of the founders of the black metal scene, with Born for Burning off their CD The Return. Corathon and crew, namely drum machine and amplifier. Put that one out with relatively no budget, relatively no encouragement, and certainly no hope. It is one of the grimmest masterpieces of goofball black metal ever to be heard on this earth. The first tune we played, of course, is Swordmaster, Upon Blood and Ashes. That was from their exciting EP called Wraths of Time. I'm told the full length is not quite as exciting, but not having heard it, won't attempt to go too much into detail there. In any case, your spine should be cold, your soul will follow. Here is Havoheads for your daily dose of blasphemy.
God's child. We'll be right back.
The distinctively frosty taste of Dark Throne, beholding the throne of might. Svarte Tronar there had portrayed themselves as a darker, older style of black metal band in order to incorporate the dread they felt emotionally into the rhythm of their music. Listen to that trudge, inexorable machine grinding you down, industrial without ever being the word, but all that it could be, all that the curse of a modern time, the monkey on the back of a human being, would ever be and could be described as. Before that was enslaved, Midgard's Eldar. I apologize for the length of that track, but hey, it's groovy, and it is enslaved, and they tend to ride long stuff, and that was a beautiful track, so I guess we're all just going to live with it. The first song, of course, was Havoheads with Weeping in Heaven.
I vomit on God's child.
Pure hatred for the forces above. We have one more song. It's from an older black metal band from way back, the immortal-inspired Behemoth. This is The Dance of Pagan Flames. Thank you for listening to Radio KCUF.